Hello and welcome to the podcast with myself, Leanne Juliet. I'm just going to get straight into it and talk about a powerful spiritual awakening I've been through the last few weeks. The thing with spiritual awakenings is that we are always awakening a deeper layer of our consciousness through the act of being open to accessing higher frequencies that we all have access to, but that most will never, ever experience. You know, when you go, I went through my first spiritual awakening back in 2017, which was like a massive catapult into a version of myself I didn't even know existed. And since then, it's been a process of stripping back layer upon layer upon layer upon layer of myself, which is exactly what I do with my clients as well, is stripping back those layers, those false self identities, the illusion that we cling on to as if it is truth when it's not. And I've recently been through another powerful awakening the last like 4, 5, 6 weeks, which was actually, it's been activated by the absolute fucking genocide that's happening in Gaza right now. Like, just watching it and being witness to what is happening and the sheer fucking injustice in the world and the pure illusion that has been constructed in order to justify a genocide has really activated me deeply. You know, for anyone who follows astrology, I have my midheaven in Libra, which is all around justice, social justice. I'm a massive advocate for justice. I'm a massive advocate for truth. Obviously, my entire frequency, my power, my divinity, my medicine is truth. And this recent awakening I've been through has been very activating for me in terms of awakening a deeper layer of the dragon that lives inside of me. I am a powerful dragon, a dragoness. My soul is a dragon. And yeah, because of like the injustices that I'm seeing in the world, because of the absolute fucking bullshit of this world and the lies and the illusions and the lengths that people will go to in order to create more power for themselves, more money and wealth for themselves at the expense of human life, has really activated something very deep within me. Yeah, don't get me wrong, I'm all for like making money and everything. We live in a material world, like that is how we survive, is through money. But when people are so corrupted by power, when people are so corrupted by greed and control at the expense of another human's life, I have a fucking issue with that. I have a massive fucking problem with that. And that is basically how this world is run. It is run on illusion. It is run on lies. It is run on corruption and greed and power that does not serve the greater good of humanity. That is what the world is. The world is run by demonic dark forces. I will say that till the cows come home. The world is run by demonic dark forces that are at play in the astral realm, that corrupt this realm, that make us believe that everything we see around us is real when it's not. The world is fueled by dark fucking energy that corrupts humanity. And that is what we're witnessing right now. And like, you know, with everything that's happening in Gaza, you know, whether you follow that or not, it has been very activating for me because I am fucking horrified absolutely horrified and disgusted at the complete lack of humanity that some people have and the lengths that they will go to for more power. And it disgusts me. It absolutely disgusts me. Because all life is sacred. All life is sacred. I don't give a fuck where you come from, who you are, what nationality, race, ethnicity you are. I don't give a fuck. Because all life is sacred. All life is sacred. And I have a real fucking issue with people who don't see life as sacred. With people who feel that it is their right, their God-given right, or a fucking Bible right, to take somebody else's life in order to appear more powerful, in order to have more control. I have a real fucking issue with that. Again, I don't give a fuck what your right, you know, what your nationality is or whatever. Like, I will call a spade a spade. If somebody is acting like a murderous cunt, I will call you a murderous cunt. Like, language apologies, I don't care, because I'll call it what it is. And that, like, the last few weeks have been very activating for me because of the massive injustice I'm seeing in the world, because of the massive corruption I'm seeing in the world. You know, stuff that I was already aware of in terms of, like, corruption. Like, let's face it, politicians are corrupt as fuck, aren't they? And they're all about lining their own pockets and, you know, being greedy little bastards, basically. And I think the last few weeks it's been so activating for me that I've gone through yet another spiritual awakening, like a deeper layer of my awakening. And it's like this mama bear has been awakened within me, this powerful level of the dragon within me has been awakened and activated. And obviously I am full of fire. I am pure fire. Like, my entire medicine is fire, because I will burn through anything. I will burn shit down and burn illusion down. Like, I am an advocate for truth. I stand for truth. I stand for us being our most authentic self, for us living our most authentic self, for us being our most divine fucking self, our most powerful self, our most truthful self, divine truth, the divine consciousness that we each have access to. I will advocate for that any day. It's what I do. It's what I activate within my clients, is the divine blueprint, is the divine power, the divine consciousness. And because of everything that I'm witnessing in the world, and the injustices that I'm seeing, and the fact that so many people are okay with fucking genocide, like, I am disgusted by it. And it has activated a deeper layer within me, like this mama bear, this level of dragoness that has always been within me, but, like, needed activating further or whatever. And, like, we are living through what I'm calling, like, the age of truth, because, and I'm somebody who, my gift, my medicine, my power is truth. Yeah, I can read distorted energy within anybody. I can read the illusion within anybody. You know, my psychic eye just has to glance at somebody or glance at something in order to discern whether it is truth or illusion. And we are living in this age of truth right now. And I called this a few years ago, where I commented something on Facebook about spiritual teachers, spiritual coaches. I can't stand the word coach, but I remember commenting something about if you're running a business, or if you're an influencer of sorts, or you're somebody who has a business or some kind of influence in the world, if you are not coming from a place of truth, if you are running that through the frequency of illusion, then it will crumble in the next few years. And I think I said this like 2 or 3 years ago, And that is what we're witnessing right now. And it's kind of ramping up a lot more, like the amount of people that are going through like cancel culture. Or was it the other day, something came out with Diddy, Puff Daddy, whatever the fuck his name is, about like, you know, is being sued for, abuse and rape from his ex-girlfriend. Like, anywhere that anyone has built an identity on illusion, on lies, on the false self, whether you are conscious or unconscious of that, anywhere that somebody's built an identity on the false self will see it start to crumble, because it has to. Because illusion cannot stand up. Illusion is simply a weed that can be pulled up, and truth will always come through. Truth, no matter how long it takes, will always break through the illusion, always, always. And that's what is happening in the world right now. Like, you know, even influencers, like people who have built an identity on influencing, but it's not coming from a place of truth, will start to see their influence waning. They'll start to see their influence diminishing, because people aren't interested in illusion anymore. People are waking up to the bullshit, the illusion. People are waking up to the fact that somebody could create a business or content or something that is not coming from a place of truth, and that it's all about fucking money. And that is what we're witnessing. You know, people want authenticity. People want the authentic self. You know, look at Pamela Anderson recently at the Paris Fashion Week. You know, Pamela Anderson, the I think she's Canadian actress who was in Baywatch. Yeah, you know, she went to Paris Fashion Week recently with no makeup on. Yeah, you know, she's in her 50s. She's like, fuck it. I don't need to wear makeup in order to feel beautiful. And we're starting to see more of that with people like, fuck it, I don't want to be in this job or in this relationship or in this career or in this business or work with these people or stand for this, because it's bullshit. And we're seeing it more and more. If you can't see it, then, like, you know, it is happening. And people are seeing through the bullshit, where somebody is, you know, promoting something on social media, but it's not coming from a place of authenticity. It's not coming from a place of integrity. It's coming from a place of, how much fucking money can I make? And it's like, and there's nothing wrong with, you know, we're all, you know, we live in this material world where, you know, we're meant to be abundant. We're all meant to be abundant. But if you're making money from a place of a lack of integrity, from a place of illusion, then it will not stand up. It can't stand up. You know, the amount of people who get paid for adverts, but they're supporting brands that they wouldn't necessarily support, but it's all about the money. Like, that shit will not stand up in this age of truth, because it will all come crumbling down. There are so many celebrities and, you know, people in the public eye right now who will see their persona and their brand crumble. I guarantee it. Kardashians, perfect example, like, is built on illusion. You know, that, you know, everything is built on an illusion. And so anywhere that you're carrying this illusion, anywhere where you're living your life through a false self identity, will crumble. It has to, because truth will always come through. Truth has to come through. Truth is truth. Truth is clean. Truth is pure. Truth just is. Illusion is distorted energy, and for somebody like myself, I read that distorted energy. I can read the distortion in anybody. I know when somebody's being, you know, lying. I know when somebody's not being in their authentic self, when somebody's holding back from themselves. I can read the frequency within anybody, where I just know if somebody's holding back from their truest self, where there's like a distortion there, because it's so easy for me to read that. Which is why I trigger people, because around me, the illusion gets triggered. Around me, the truth has to come to the surface, because I command it. I command the truth to come to the surface. I always do. It's why I trigger people so much, because I'm a mirror. and a catalyst. And as a mirror, when people are around me, they see the truth. They feel the truth, whether they like it or not. And yeah, it's like, I don't even know where I'm going with this, but I just wanted to talk, as I always do. But there's been like a very powerful spiritual awakening for me recently, which is built upon previous spiritual awakenings I've been through. Like my first one was back in 2017. And it's just like built upon the layers that I've already unlocked within myself, deeper layers. And that is the thing, like when we are open to accessing a power within us that is uniquely divine, there are always layers that we, deeper layers that we can go to. There's always like a more powerful frequency that we can access within ourselves when we take the mask off of illusion and we face ourselves head on with the truth. Whether you like that truth about yourself or not is irrelevant, because truth is truth. And around me, you will always be asked to face the truth that is within you, the good, the bad, and the pure fucking ugly. Because I bring it all up to the surface. I'm a natural activator to activate truth within you, to activate powerful transformation, powerful healing. Pioneering healing is what people experience through me, because I can access the energy within you that is unconscious. I can access the energy that is unconscious within you that is distorted. Energy from other lifetimes, energy from this lifetime, anywhere where there is distortion, where there is illusion, whether you recognize it as illusion or not, it's irrelevant, because I do. I recognize it. I know what is truth within you and I know what isn't. And I activate it and I command the truth to come to the surface, and I burn through anything that is illusion, because that is what I'm designed to do. That is what I'm here for. I'm a glitch in people's energy. I find the cracks and I blow them the fuck up, because I'm only here for truth. I'm not interested in people's bullshit. I'm not interested in the illusions that people cling to. I'm not interested in the false fucking self that people cling to so much. I'm not interested. All I'm interested in is truth. And whether you are willing to do what is necessary in order to access that truth, in order to be in that truth, in order to reclaim your divine fucking power, which is actually the title of the book that I'm writing at the moment, Reclaim Your Power. That's all I'm interested in. Are you willing to do what is necessary to live in a place of your most authentic self, your most authentically divine self? Yes or no? It's a simple fucking question. But the thing is, most people are too consumed with living the identity that we cling on to, the false self, like, you know, thinking that this human experience is everything that there is to offer, and when it isn't. People are so consumed by their identity, their human identity, whether they're male or female, what country they're from, what race they are, ethnicity, beliefs, culture, religion, whatever. And I'm here to say that that is all an illusion, because it's not truth. Like, we are not the identity that we think we are. We're not. The human identity that we choose to identify as is an illusion. We are divinity. We are infinite beings of divine consciousness. We are divinity itself. We are consciousness itself having a human experience. So all the identities that people cling to of, oh, I'm a man, I'm a woman, I'm gay or I'm straight, I'm black or white, I'm, you know, Christian or Jewish or Muslim or Hindu, or I'm British or American or French or whatever. It's all irrelevant. And that might hit hard with you. I don't give a fuck. Because it's not who we are at the divine level. Because we are infinite beings of divine consciousness. We are divinity itself. We are divine consciousness having a human experience. And when we die and we leave this meat suit behind, we are consciousness. This is simply an avatar that we have in order to live this human experience right now. But it's not our truth. Our truth is divine consciousness. We are consciousness. And when people start to realize that and wake up to that, it's like the shackles can, we're freed from the shackles of the illusionary self. We're freed from the illusion of who we think we are. And we that's where the healing happens. That's where the activations happen, where suddenly our energy is transformed, our energy is liberated, our energy is activated by truth. Because truth is truth. There is no room for any illusion right now. There is no room for it. Humanity has been based on a lie, on illusion, on the false self, the ego self. And that is not who we are. We are divinity itself. We are divine beings having a human experience. We are consciousness. And when you start to understand that and you start to view yourself through the lens of consciousness, it opens so many fucking doors for you. It opens a whole other realm of reality for you to play in when you start to recognize yourself as consciousness and not as a human, not as a human experience that you're having right now. But yeah, it's like I just wanted to talk about that, like this like powerful awakening I've been through recently, which has really, it's just activated a deeper layer within me. It's activated a more powerful version of the dragon who is inside of me, the dragon soul, the dragoness herself, because all I see is illusion. All I see is bullshit. All I see is corruption and lies and greed and people who don't value the sacredness of life. And I'm like, well, fuck you, because I refuse to live in a world where somebody cannot recognize how sacred life is. And I will stand up to injustice until the fucking cows come home, because I believe in truth and I believe in justice and I believe in the sacredness of life. And it's like, this awakening recently, it's like activated something deeply within me, the need to really accelerate humanity, the need to really awaken and activate and accelerate human consciousness, to really activate the divine consciousness within others. It's like really activated something deeply within me. So I'm going to leave it there. Thank you so much for listening, and I will catch you on the next episode.